This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sin, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ow! You know, tough to have a little hair on the neck, I gotta tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. Don't just, you know, I don't know. So don't just sit there, okay? And you know, I used to say, drool all over yourself, not get involved, not get engaged, because it doesn't mean, you know, unless you're involved, unless you're engaged, unless you're getting information, and that's part of what this is all about, right? I mean, you try to get information from this, whether it's from me or the guest I bring on. I watch some of the things that you write. I'm getting informed at the same time. I know some of you like to believe I know everything, but I don't. And frankly, I don't want to know everything either, seriously. Right? And is there some kind of movement? Somebody just sent me something during the break. And it said, tomorrow, April 11th, people are logging off. Conservatives are logging off of Facebook for 24 hours. I can't imagine. No, I mean, I can imagine me not doing it, but I mean, I can't imagine that people are just going to log off for 24 hours. That would be hilarious. You know? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I appreciate the time that you guys spend listening to the show, telling your friends about the show, spreading the message. You know, there's a dozen ways to get involved in the conversation. And I do very much appreciate the time that you do. I'm going to get to Zuckerberg in a minute, because we do need to talk about Zuck. And I do believe he is the millennial, I guess, is what my last guest said. And look, I know they get mad when you say this, but you need to see the story, the real story, about how Zuck came into being, how about Facebook came into being. It wasn't like he was sitting on a couch one day and decided this was his idea. He, for all intents and purposes, stole this from somebody else. And you need to do your own. I don't have a whole show that I want to do around Zuckerberg. He's not that interesting of a character to me. But before we get to him, let's talk about the realities of equality from the left. So there's a school district. We talked about this last week, and I didn't know where it was going to go, and I didn't know if anything was going to happen. The school district says that a pro-life walkout, well, it's not really viewpoint neutral. The anti-gun walkout, it was viewpoint neutral. I guess it depends on your viewpoint, doesn't it? Depends on what side of the aisle you walk on. So, the Rockland Unified School District in California, where Rockland High School students Brandon Gillespie has organized a pro-life walkout for April 11th, said it would not officially sanction the event because it doesn't meet the school's criteria for special events. It's not viewpoint neutral. Unlike the March 14th National School Walkout, which it said was a remembrance activity and was considered viewpoint neutral. It was as much of a remembrance activity as President Obama was a president. Well, I guess he was the president. Cared about this country. How's that? But the Rockin School District also said in a statement that the students who participated in a pro-life walkout on Wednesday would not face disciplinary consequences. Now they just have to follow school rules. So one was sanctioned by the school, one is not being sanctioned by the school. Now back on March 14th, right, the youth arm of the Women's March, they organized a national walkout at schools to remember students and teachers killed on February 14th at, you know, the in Parkland, Florida. Now here's the problem I have with that. How are you remembering them when most of your chants, when 90% of your chants were around, you know, kill the NRA or bury the NRA and Republicans suck? How is that issue neutral? It'd be one thing if they had a couple of moments of silence, maybe a little prayer, maybe some stories about some of the 17 that were killed, 17 minutes of silence. You see what I'm saying? Then you could say this was a memorial to the 17 that were killed. And then, you know, again, because of demanding that Congress pass legislation to keep them safer, how does that work? What is that? Why don't we, how about we just enforce the laws we have? You know, one of the arguments I had the other day with the all the stuff going on with the FBI was, where is the FBI on the Hillary stuff? Where were they on this Cruz stuff? They were told about this nut job that wanted to shoot up a school, and they did nothing about it. Funny how that fell through the cracks. But nothing Trump may have done or been purported to do or somebody thought he did in a dream isn't checked out. And they move on it pretty quick. The walkout, right, this issue-neutral walkout, included chance to ban assault weapons, chance to ban high-capacity magazines, expanding background checks on every single gun sale. I can't even give a gun to my son without a background check. They were pushing back on concealed carry reciprocity. Right? That doesn't sound like an issue neutral. Right? That everybody's on the same page. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, yes, yes. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and getting involved. And you know what? I just so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us, because I appreciate the time that you want to be involved in what we're doing, what we're saying, and how we're moving forward. And, you know, a lot of you, I just really, even during the break, I've been getting some emails and some questions And we'll have the guy on next week, I promise. I'll pull him on. But you're jumping over to MeWe. What's the other one? Jumping over to GAI? Is that, what's that one with the frog?
Gab.
That's it. We've done a little homework because for us to move around from social platform to social platform is a real pain in the butt. And I don't want to keep doing that. And so we're checking these things out. If you want to know about them, I'm more than happy to tell you about them. But I'll give you a little hint. We'll talk about it more later. We have gone off of Gab. We will no longer be posting to MeWe. And some of you have joined it, not because even I've talked to you about it or asked you to. But right now, because both of those organizations are owned by people that could turn you off at any moment. Because they're not on the same page as you, whether you want to hear it or not. So why would you do that? Why are we going to feed somebody? Why are we going to help somebody grow and make money when they're not on your side? I'm telling you. And I'm tired of switching all around the place. I'm tired of being that guy that drags you one way and then have to pull you back. We screwed that one up. So on the one way, or on one way, whatever you want to call it, he is truly, honestly trying to make this like a Facebook, but encompassing some other things as well. So go check it out. All right? I mean, find out what it's all about. Go check it out. And see if it's really where you want to hang out. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ray from Texas. Ray, thanks for calling in tonight. Are you there?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, great.
Okay, you got a question? Comment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was asking, how do you feel about the opioid overdoses in America and the rise in it in correlation with the Afghan and Iraq wars?
Well, I think part of what I've been reading about, first of all, any kind of opioid epidemic, drug epidemic of any kind, it's bad. It's just bad, and it makes it harder for us to wrap our hands around and what have you. But, it's not just that. Remember, a big part of this opioid epidemic is coming from actual drugs that have been prescribed to these people. Right, we've got a bunch of doctors in this country now that's easier to write a prescription than it is to work through something to get somebody the help they really need. Just get them the drugs and it gets them off their back and it keeps the pharmaceutical companies very happy now, doesn't it? Well, I don't know what's going on, but you're cutting in and out.
I was just listening to you.
Okay, good.
It's kind of a little delayed.
Yeah.
Helped raise a few compounds there in Afghanistan, and we actually dug up their black tar heroin that they had farmed up. We had the DEA with us, and we actually handed out the black tar heroin that we had acquired from either the Taliban or these farmers or Taliban sympathizers, and after that, the black tar heroin kind of disappeared, and then you've seen a direct rise in opioid overdoses here in America now.
Now, listen, I know there are correlations to some of these. I know there's direct links to some of these, but I don't know everything about everything, but what I've been reading about the opioid epidemic, part of what's pushing it along in this country is the way it's being prescribed. And pretty much every issue and everything that's going down, the way it's being prescribed. It's so easy to get the drugs initially through legal means. It's just crazy. But, Roy, thanks for the call and thanks for your service. I do appreciate the time that you're listening to the show and commenting on it. You know, it's what if you notice, I don't talk about it much because it's one of those areas where it's easy to get dragged down different roads as to why it's happening. And not that Ray was alluding to the fact that this was a deep, dark scenario, but, you know, we hear that the CIA brings it in. We hear that the CIA brings it over this country so they can make some money and have something to fight. I don't want to get into all that. I really wish we would look, you know, when it comes to the drug issues in this country, I really wish we would look at how easily we prescribe drugs, how easy we make it for doctors to hand out drugs, how much power the pharmaceutical companies actually really have when it comes to giving out drugs. Right? I mean, it is easy to get. It is easy to prescribe. These doctors are pushed to prescribe these drugs. So, yes, the opioid epidemic out of control. But I don't know how simple. It's a complex issue, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And we can say all day long is, you know, just start arresting this guy, just start arresting this group. But does that really, how well has that worked for us? We just go charging in like bulls. We need to talk to the people that are on the front lines. We need to talk to the people that are actually looking at this, looking into it, that have done the studies on it, that have been on the front lines, and figure out how to make it happen. I am so tired of people sitting in buildings in downtown L.A. or in Washington, D.C., deciding how some of these issues should take place. Bring the people in who know what they're talking about. I mean, seriously. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Again, thanks for the call. We were talking, and we're wrapping up, talking about the school district where the young man wanted to do a pro-life walkout. And the school said, basically, it's not a viewpoint-neutral issue. And this is where I need you parents to step up, to go to these school districts and explain to them why it's okay to have the walkout. Always a pleasure. When we come back, a Texas Democrat that goes down on 6 counts of human trafficking. We'll be back in a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, simply, just being part of the conversation. Okay, before I get to Zuckerberg, and I will get to Zuckerberg, I promise. You know, there's a guy that likes to taunt me on a regular basis, and he keeps putting up these, every time a Republican does something wrong, he's, you know, the Republican of the week. And I didn't want to do a tit-for-tat thing with it. That's just ridiculous. But it seems like when the Democrats do it, they do it big. And so, you know, we had Ted Lieu here in the state of California. This was a guy that was trying to pass some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And what did he just go to jail for? Gun running. I mean, it's perfect. It is so, the hypocritical attitude of these people. It is perfect. And on top of that, the Senate wouldn't remove him at first. There was all kinds of, you know, it wasn't, well, let's let the law play out. These guys ran like cockroaches when you turn on the lights. So again, it's not equality, it's control they want. So Texas Democrat Mark Benavides goes down on 6 counts of human trafficking, all 6 counts brought against him. This breaking, according to the news report that I got, says this breaking news coming out of San Antonio, where formerly powerful Democrat attorney Mark Benavides has been found guilty on 6 individual counts of human trafficking in a grotesque and a sex-filled criminal conspiracy. He's a well-known Democrat who ran for the 186th District Court in 2014. He was accused by a federal law enforcement of trading his legal services as an attorney for sex from his clients. And then he recorded them, and anyway, the clients of Benavides were all criminals, such as prostitutes and drug addicts, and all whom were granted services by trial judges via court. So the court was appointing this man, these prostitutes, if you would, and he was taking advantage of them to help get them a lighter sentence or whatever. So the judge was, the court system were putting these poor people in his hands. Benavides would then promise the women that if they allowed him to engage in erotic sex that sometimes included physical torture, that he would offer them a legitimate defense in the courtroom. Now, throughout the trial, the San Antonio Police Department's Detective Manuel Morales testified that during one of the search warrant executions at Benavides' home, they discovered an enormous treasure trove of digital video recordings, which depicted Benavides in scenes of sexual gratification for the perverse attorney who forced his clients into these ordeals. And they've so full of themselves, they got to record themselves doing it. They found 246 pornographic DVDs inside the filing cabinet. Right? Every one of them contained videos of him and his female clients. I mean, is this great? Now, this was a top Texas Democrat. They think they can get away with anything. They think all them. I mean, think about something. This isn't like he went out in the street and he got caught buying sex. He took advantage of people that were in a bad situation, that wanted all the help they could get. If they thought this would help them get off the charges, then they went for it. I mean, our Democrat of the month. You know, if you guys find stories like this, send them to me. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I may put up a page that's simply our Democrat of the day or something, right? What do you think? So some of you guys have been paying attention and watching what's going on. Zuckerberg, I love it. I love the fact that he was actually in front of Congress this week, or actually today and again tomorrow. Now, I was listening to, I've been in technology for years, and I was listening to him, and at times I actually felt sorry for him. I got to tell you, I really did, because even if he wanted to tell the truth, even if he wanted to answer the questions, why we had a bunch of 60, 70, and 80-year-olds out there that don't even know how to get to Facebook, asking him questions about Facebook was ridiculous. And some of the questions they were asked before Zuck was able to say, Senator, I don't know what you're talking about. And he wasn't doing it in a condescending way. It was real. They were asking questions that made absolutely no sense. And I don't know, was it Durbin? One of those guys who said, so, you know, a free service like yours, how do you make money? What kind of model do you have? And Zuck looked at him and said, we sell ads. Da, 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 da. Right? Really? What they should have had was the senator's staff members, the younger members who actually use Facebook and Twitter, helping them put the questions together. But Zuck lied a lot today without batting an eyelash. And every time he answered a question, you know, it was very obvious that he had been briefed on all of this. It was very obvious that he was briefed on the amount of time each senator would have, because the questions that they would ask, he would just go on and on and on about the technical portion of it in the beginning. Some of the senators got wise to him and said, no, it's a yes or no, or no, you're not going to eat up all my time. Why don't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Right? But the guy today, now, I wish I had his ear. I wish I had his phone, because I would have texted him some stuff he could have nailed Zuck with in a heartbeat. And not looking necessarily to get Zuckerberg, you know, like, I hate him, I want him in trouble. That's not it. It's kind of like you're 33 years old, you're a young guy. Why do we think that people with money makes them extremely smart? I mean, go look at how many lottery winners, big money lottery winners, still have their money 5 years later, or any part of it for that matter. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg told lawmakers that he was not specifically aware of any instance where the social network, now you're all going to fall over, the social network had removed content posted by liberal groups amid concerns that the platform is biased against conservatives. Ted Cruz, a Texan, told Zuckerberg that a great many Americans are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a persuasive pattern. Would you guys stop calling these guys tech companies? They're not tech companies. They're social media. They're information companies. Anyway, Cruz said there was a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. Cruz then ticked off a list of conservative content that he claimed had been suppressed by Facebook, including stories about 2012 GOP presidential campaign, Mitt Romney, stories about Lois Lerner. In addition, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond Silk. They had 1.2 million Facebook followers. They determined that their brand was unsafe. To a great many Americans, that appears to be pervasive pattern political bias. Don't you agree with that assessment, Mr. Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg noted that Cruz had raised a fair concern. Now, if you listen to his responses, Zuckerberg, they are a company that really doesn't have any problems. They are open to everybody. They've got the right idea. They're hiring, I don't know what he said, 20,000 people to monitor hate speech. And when he said that, every hair went up in the back of my neck. I said, who decides what hate speech is? You know, he talked about fake news, fake articles, fake information being posted. Well, yet in the same breath, with the same air, in the same mouth, and the same tongue, he said, you're allowed to put up whatever you want to on your Facebook page. Zuck, that's not true. Zuckerberg noted that Cruz had raised a fair concern and noted that the company based in Silicon Valley, which he describes as an extremely left-leaning place. Cruz then asked if Zuckerberg knew whether Facebook had removed content from Planned Parenthood, MoveOn.org, or any other Democratic Democrat candidate for office. To each question, Zuckerberg responded he was unaware. Zuckerberg also denied that he knew the political affiliations of his employees or made personal decisions based on politics. He's very committed to making sure that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. We're proud of discourse and different ideas that people can share on the service. And that's something that's long I'm running the company and want to do. You know, doesn't it sound good? Right? It's almost like that guy in the van in the days of old who said, come over here, little girl. I've got a handful of candy for you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being engaged, honestly being part of the conversation. You know, I do my best. And again, if you guys would let me know who you want me to bring on, otherwise I'm going to bring on who I want to. I'm trying to get retired General Paul Valley to come back on again. He's been, he's had a few health challenges. He's one of the good guys. He's had a few health challenges. But he's got friends in Syria. He's got friends overseas. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And I'd love to bring him back in. I really do. And, I mean, he would tell us what's going on. And he doesn't mince words. You know, he's not real happy with the budget, even the military budget for that matter, because he said, look, here's the deal. You don't need that much money. You don't need to spend that kind of money to support our guys. There's a lot of waste going on with what he calls, you know, we have bases all over the place there. He'd like to see us put in what's called lily pad bases, where you have, you know, some of the bigger bases is where you have the major firepower. but you have the teams that can respond quickly in smaller lily pad type vases all over the place. And if they need backup, they can get it. Anyway, again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, like, and we're on the Zuckerberg thing because some of us who've been in the business forever, been in the technology business, you know when you're listening to him give his responses today about the information they can get, they can keep, and, you know, trying to say that they don't track Facebook, I guess, owns WhatsApp now. They own Instagram. And to try to say that they're not tracking this stuff, they're not tracking your information, is nothing more than a lie. Look, it's no different than the credit card companies, right? You know, for years, when you guys get all up in arms about your phones and your smartphones and everything else, since the day you've got a phone, and they know who you're calling and how long you're on, right? Real simple. But since you got credit cards, they know where you're going, what you're buying, what your shopping patterns are. Do you shop every Saturday? Is Saturday your Walmart day? They know whether you go. They know that that's your big shopping day. That's the day you buy $200 or $300 worth of stuff at Walmart. They know that's your shopping day at the supermarkets every Wednesday. That's when you go to your, if you're in California, or Albertsons or Ralph's or whatever you have. Do you know what I mean? They know that you and your honey go out for dinner every Sunday night because that's what they seem to charge to a restaurant for anywhere from, you know, $50 to $80 for the dinner. So they know what you're doing. Don't fool yourself. And you're less safe with your data today than you've ever been. Do you really believe in today's world that when you check the box, no, you can't share my data? Do you really believe in today's world that your data is safe at that point in time? That they're really not sharing your data? Because if you do, I got some real estate deals I want to enter into you sight unseen. And I'll take a small amount down. They are sharing everything. This is how they make their money. You know, data is the big buck moment. Data.
You're married.
Data is king. Content is king. Data is king. So when Zuck says they're doing everything they can, and did anybody else pick up the coldness in that guy? Right? Come on, think about it. The only thing, when you looked in his eyes, you looked at his answers, how he responded to people, it was very cold. Now, again, when you talk about somebody that's got the money he's got, that's got the perceived respect, wouldn't you love to sit across the table from him and go, look, dude, for the most part, people don't respect you because they think you're a genius. And it's fake respect because you have money. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give away your money and move to one of the poorest parts of the city? Let's see how many of your friends you still have. I think he'd find a real lesson in reality. Kind of hard to get a lesson in reality when you're worth $30 billion. And how much money has Facebook actually made? This is all the stuff that gets kind of confusing at times. Remember, I used to teach a class on you know, how to get your business started, the things that you need to do to get rolling. And I used to use Facebook as an example back then. They were, when I was 100 years ago when I was doing this, they were valued at $9 billion. But yet, they hadn't made a nickel. And I remember having CPAs in the class and telling me that number had to be wrong, that they hadn't made any money. I said, well, that must be today's economy. Right? No, seriously. That's got to be, because it used to be that companies were valued based on how much money they made, how much money they could make. And with what Zuck Tech said today about being able to track certain things, I believe in you. You can't track everything that comes down. When he talked about vetting or verifying people that were putting ads up, especially political ads and political-leaning sites. Who does the vetting? Who decides whether they're real or not? And if he and if Facebook, think about what they've already done to some of us. If Facebook decides what's right and wrong, what's hate speech, what's not hate speech, and you can hear the difference in the tone and the way the questions were asked by Democrats and Republicans. Right? So again, with this social media, and I do agree with a couple of you written me emails and talked to me about you don't want any regulation on social media, because the minute you get regulation on social media, then you will have a problem with posting some of the things you want to post. Right? Then the government will regulate what you can write and what you can say and how you're going to say. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, there is so much going on out there. So we could spend 3 hours on Zuckerberg, but I don't want to. I don't like him that much. Right? So, you know, we used to be rewarded in school, our parents, our teachers and others. They used to reward us for actually going out and doing stuff in the community, right? They'd reward you for helping out people who really needed it. And in California, and this is not surprising, but an assistant professor at the California State Polytechnic University in Pomona argues that academics should conduct more scholar activism to help promote progressive values. So you go to college now, especially in California, to learn about progressive values. Not all values, not both sides of the issue or all sides of the issue, just progressive values, progressive issues. Alvaro Huerte, who teaches classes on urban planning, and again, you know, you think I'm beating on women, and I'm not. But why is it that every one of these, or the majority of these women's studies professors, are all anti-man, anti-freedom? All of them. And it's really funny because they talk about being a progressive lot, when in reality they're a regressive lot. Let's not teach people how to live in a relationship, have a relationship, love each other, care about each other. No. Let's teach the women how bad the men are and how much they suck and how much they shouldn't have a relationship with men. But she recently wrote an essay for Inside Higher Ed titled Viva la Scholar Activist, arguing that some scholars don't walk the walk. Well, here's the deal on social justice, right? You're not in there to teach social justice. You're not in the class to teach me about social issues, unless your class is specifically about social issues, in which case you should be giving both sides. Not in California, though. Now, they won't hold anybody's feet to the fire here. Right? She says, when it comes to serving or advocating for Chicana or Latina communities and other racialized groups, well, they're only racialized because you make them that way. I still say the same thing. It doesn't matter what gender, look it up if you don't know what gender means, what gender you are, what height, what size, what color. If you fight for it, if you work for it, if you're honest, if you're loyal, if you crank away at your job and you're best one there, you'll get the job. You'll do well. Oh, this is getting tiresome. You guys need to speak up. You guys need maybe you need to occupy these schools, occupy these classrooms. Have those teachers throw you out of a class. Let's see how that works out for them. Wear your Trump hat. You won't have to throw them out. They'll run out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.